Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Our Time Podcast, the podcast for Watch Geeks by Watch Geeks. I'm John Biggs.
I'm Nicholas De Leon.
And today on the show we're going to discuss rowing blazers. Have you seen this?
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, there's two watches that I wanted to talk about. There's two watches. There's Longines Flyback.
It's pronounced Longines.
Longines.
I think it's actually told me.
Who? They did?
They did. The PR people. I had it, which I felt like a year ago. Yeah. It's not Longines. There's no way.
Longines.
Do we know anyone like French? It's French.
No, it's not French.
It's not French? Then what is it?
Pronunciation. Longines. I think it's.
There's no way that's not French.
Here,
it's like
wait.
Swiss.
Longines.
Oh, Longines.
Well, wait, no.
It's not Longines. Long Island?
Longines. Longines in the British pronunciation. Here.
But what is the name?
Longines, I guess. Well, here, listen.
Longines.
That's British.
Yeah.
And here's the American.
Longines.
That's insane.
Longines. What the
No one's saying Longines.
Well, wait. I want to understand what the hell's going on here.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia. It's a French name.
It's a French name, so it's Longines.
So it's Longines. That's the canonical, however you want to pronounce it.
I always thought it was like a Portuguese name.
Come on. Nothing against the Portuguese. They're not making watches.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said it, not me. That's really so welcome.
This is a tense week.
It has been a tense week. Oh, wait, before we start, I gotta figure out who two people asked me for watches that I was going to give them free watches.
All right. It's like The Price is Right. You get a watch. No, that's Oprah.
They do get a watch. And I don't care because I have a box, literally a box full of them. And I want to make sure if you're listening, our friends, what are your names? God. There's a British guy. Hold on. I should have figured this out before, but God damn.
This is how the sausage is made.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that these guys get their watches. Okay, there was this guy, David. One guy, David, and another guy, Tony. And one more guy emailed me. I can't find him. So email me back, John at Wristwatch Review, or tips at Wristwatch Review, John@bigs.cc. Tony and David. I got Tony and David.
Right.
They're going to get watches, but one more person emailed me and I want to make sure that they're going to get their watch. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so
hopefully he's watching.
Yeah. Well, nobody watches.
Or listening. This video. Yeah. I mean, people like the video too, but it is, as we've said, it's laborious to do this.
It's not laborious. Well, it's laborious to do. Yeah. But it's not laborious to watch because we're handsome young and
of course.
Vibrant. So there's rowing blazers. Tag Heuer teamed up with rowing blazers for a colorful Carrera. Have you seen this thing?
I have not, but give me one second.
You're going to look at it.
Oh, I see
it.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, you know, it's colorful. Okay. I don't know about rowing blazers.
Are you familiar with rowing blazers?
No, come on. Do you know? You know my background.
Rowingblazers.com. You go to there, and it's like... as I wrote in the thing, it's like the, have you ever seen Summer Rental with John Candy?
No, I don't believe I have actually.
It's like colorful clothing for preppy people, but like 1980s preppy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website. I don't dislike that look, frankly.
You don't dislike this look?
No, so it's like very, very, even for, yeah, very like prep New England Charleston.
But even this like dude in like pajama pants and like a blazer and like a bucket hat.
I mean, I don't have money for these outfits. I shop at the Walmart down the street.
So. So give me a who wears this? Where did this all come from?
Isn't this New England like prep stuff? This is like waspy. This comes from that.
I suppose. Yeah,
I think so. And like their descendants, I believe.
But they're doing Tintin and like Arthur Ashe and like Grateful Dead.
It's like very wealthy. It's not streetwear, which we're ambivalent towards, I think. But
that's
this
the
is
question.
Not
what kind of streetwear is this? Who wears this? Do you have to wear Do you have to be like some doucher from like Princeton to wear this? I mean,
these outfits reminds me of the show Southern Charmed. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, never seen it.
Perhaps your better half watches that. It's some reality show. It's about a bunch of rich kids and slightly older kids in Charleston, South Carolina, having hijinks. And they all dress like this, like rich, preppy. That's the vibe.
Have you met any of your cohort?
No, I don't know these
people. Dresses like this?
I don't.
I haven't seen anybody dressed like a preppy in like decades.
No, but we're not. You know, we're not.
We're in New York. We would have seen it.
No, it's like a New England. No, I don't think this is a New York thing. I don't think this is a New York thing at all. I think this is like a Boston thing, and maybe like a Southern thing, like a rich Southern. But it's definitely not New York City. No.
So you could argue that they're wearing like it's a rowing blazer and they're supposed to be like rowing, like literally blazers for rowing, which is fine, whatever, God bless them. But this tag looks like garbage.
I mean, it's I don't hate it, but like it doesn't look any like I could go to Target right now and probably find something. You know,
similar
for,
and you know, like, how much this is?
I'm looking, I don't know, at least five is my guess.
$8,900.
That's inflation, baby.
Yeah. It's based on the Yacht Timer, the original Yacht Timer, the tag Yacht Timer, which was, it's just a cute thing. Yacht Timers used to have like a thing. It would say like, it was a countdown timer that basically said when you're supposed to ship out or whatever the heck with,
okay,
you do with your boats.
So that was utility.
So you press the button. And if you're like in heat 4 or whatever, then you go when it's in 4, and then heat 3, you go when you're 3, that kind of thing. It's stupid. But they did exactly, they did the coloration, they kind of did the cross hatching, the stippling of the original Yacht Timer. You can see it on the site, but it's $8,900.
Yeah. Like I don't hate it,
99 of them.
It doesn't scream luxury watch to me.
None of this screams luxury anything. Like the whole idea of rowing blazers scream, well, it screams like doucher.
Yeah, I don't know these people in real life who dress, so I don't even know. I'm guessing it's like actually wealthy people or old money. I don't even have the words to well, like, yeah, I don't know who these people are.
You don't come from old money. You come Bronx.
Not quite old money. Not quite. More like the projects, you might say.
But I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, would you wear this?
This watch? Yeah, if someone gives it.
You'd wear a dad raccoon if somebody gave it to you. But would you wear it?
Would I pay $9,000? No, I would not pay $9,000 for this watch. No. Even if I had an infinite budget. I don't know. I feel like there's – I don't know. I don't hate it. It's certainly not for me.
No, it's not for. I don't think it's for either of us. I just don't know who it's for.
Is it like a yacht club? The Brooklyn Yacht Club.
Yeah, we could go down the yacht club. Okay, so let's talk about the next one. So okay. now there's the 12 Halo. Have you seen this 12 Halo?
No, 12 Halo.
So this has a Sellita movement. It's an automatic Sellita movement. It's a two hander. It looks like a Movado. It's by Christopher Ward. And the there's a 12, there's a Christopher Ward 12, and then there's 12 Halo, and the 12 Halo has a golden rose gold bezel on it.
Yeah.
Do you like this?
I've never been a fan of these kind of like, I'll call them like artsy watches. Like it's very like, it's like going to like MoMA.
Movado yeah. Museum quality watch.
Yeah. Watch. I don't get these. I mean, you know, whatever you want to do is fine with me. But like, I would not. Whereas I would wear the blazer thing, I don't know that I would wear this thing. I don't even know what this is.
Now the question is, would you buy the rowing blazer Seiko? Remember the rowing blazer Seiko?
No.
That came out a while back.
Was that before my time?
No. You're rowing blazers.
No, like before I joined the show.
No, we talked about it, I believe.
Oh, did we?
I think so. You don't have to remember these things. Look, it's just like a yellow Seiko.
I don't like this.
It's $495. No. Yeah.
This is not. I would not wear.
they came in multiple colors. There was like green and blue and whatever. And so that was the thing.
That's unless.
And then they did a Tudor, and And this is another question. Do we like this, like this partnership, like the Hodinkee?
This is the
Hodinkee, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Rowing Dude, Blazers. If we like it. This is what it is now. It's just what it collabs, partnerships, and like that type of stuff. That's this generation, or like this phase of, I guess, like
culture,
retail or culture. Yeah, it's maybe culture is a better, because like that's like that's exciting. That's like current. It's like, oh yeah, who's the latest collaboration? You know, you see this. I was very briefly into sneakers like a couple years ago. And you would see this. You would see this there too. It's like, oh, Nike has partnered with, you know, Save the Whales or whatever for their new whatever the heck. That's the way partnerships. Collab. That's the thing now. You see this in like. You see like. I feel like there's like the Xbox cross Pepsi control. Everything is that now. I don't know where that comes from, but that's a thing.
You want to see the douchiest thing? Here it is.
Of course.
This is the Hodinkee G-Shock with Ed Sheeran. Oh, no, it's the Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. X/, what is it? X?
John Mayer.
G-Shock. Hodinkee G-Shock. So it's a yellow G-Shock made for Ed Sheeran, but it's made with Hodinkee.
I mean, we've said many times. They're just selling. They're selling the pizzas at the pizzeria. They got
This is the stupidest thing ever.
I don't know. I'm not enough of a G-Shock guy to like. Is this well received in like the G-Shock
community, I don't know,
so to speak.
Like what? Like what the hell? What kind of person is out there that's like, oh, I know what I want. I want a watch that has the tattooed. Tattoos of a ginger singer songwriter on a yellow watch that also looks like it's been covered in like, I don't know.
It's
vinegar.
I have a few G-Shocks. I don't know that I would wear this one. It's a little loud, I guess, for my personal style.
I like a G-Shock, and you can actually get you can actually get G-Shocks made like custom. That's fine. But this the only thing that makes this custom is the design. The only thing that makes it custom is the design and everything about it. It has Ed Sheeran on the back and it has Hodinkee on the back. Probably. So these collabs are so stupid. Why would they do these collabs?
I mean, it's also celebrity. I forget. I was looking at something the other day where it was just like a random celebrity hawking a random product, which I guess has been going on forever. I mean, that's not new, of course. But I never really understood. Like, let's say. Yeah, I'm a big soccer. Let's say Messi endorsed, I don't know, Ford. Am I going to go out and buy a Ford truck because Messi? Probably not. I might like the truck anyway, but just because he endorsed it, am I like, well, I got it. Like, I never understood that the math there that like, oh, because celebrity A says this is a good product, I'm going to run out and buy it. Like, that doesn't make it – like Messi's not – he plays soccer. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it never made sense.
Here's what I think is happening. So – okay, so this generation, this and you youngsters, as it were, have identified
younger than
you, absolutely, because you missed the whole crypto, you missed the whole crypto thing. Now I want to, and I say this over and over again, but I think this is an important way to understand this stuff. The Bitcoin, when it came out first, it came out at 50 cents and then it went up to $27,000. That's $76,000 at a point.
It was
crazy. Now. If I were a kid coming up in this generation and somebody and this is the same thing. This is an interesting thing. Okay. I remember when I was a kid, we had like comic books and I wanted like Superman #1 because it was like $200,000 or whatever. And now it's 2 million or something like that. Superman #1. I had comics. I never had anything that was worth anything close to even like $5, let alone $200,000, but it was always the opportunity. There was always the potential that one of my comic books would go to $200,000 because who knows, maybe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles #1 or whatever. And you were excited.
I did that a little bit with baseball cards when I was younger.
So this is, but the idea is we've completely bastardized this idea of collectability because that the ability to go from 50 cents to 78,000 and up and down and an absolute market that you actually have to follow, and you can follow. We couldn't follow. We had no idea what a baseball card was worth on a daily basis. We
there was that baseball magazine. Beckett's was the name. It was like a
But it came like out
a Wall Street Journal type of thing.
But it came out once a week or once a month or something like that.
It's like not, once a year. No, it wasn't like minute by minute.
Not,
no way.
You're not sitting there. You're not sitting there staring at it all day.
No.
So the idea of day trading on this stuff. So what a collab basically is a unique item that might
hit, maybe
hit that sweet spot, hit that like $78,000 sweet spot. So you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, this collab, my Dinkus Flinkus, whatever headphones or whatever are going to take off because it's a collab with Ed Sheeran. And there's a small amount of his pubic hair in every headphone.
Wow.
And you're using it. And I'd think about that. That would be actually delicious.
Potentially.
So you have this thing, and when Ed Sheeran blows up or whatever blows up, so you have two things that are going to blow up at once. So Hodinkee, Ed Sheeran, and G-Shock, they all can blow up at once. Now we all know 100% that this G-Shock is going to be landfill in like 4 years, but that's a whole different story.
I think what is not only has like the, I think a big part of it is Instagram and social media. I mean, we've discussed this many times. It's because I see this a lot with video game stuff too. Like I'm a big video, played my whole life basically. But like guys with like giant collections on YouTube where it's just like imagine the wall behind me just filled with like Super Nintendo. Like I have every single N64 game ever made. And it's like, and that you get clout from that. It's like, oh, well, because he's speaking in front of a wall of Sega Genesis games. He clearly must know about, I don't know. Current events or whatever it might be. It just gives you, it's like a imprimatur of like authority. It's like, oh, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. And so I think there's some of that too. It's like, oh, I'm on Instagram showing off my, I guess they don't make Yeezys anymore, but like, showing off my sneakers, showing off my latest, collab.
Well, Seiko. Well, what you were supposed to do is you were supposed to, if you knew enough to buy Yeezys, you also knew enough to buy, I don't know, whatever, GameStop, or if you were smart enough to buy all the Sega Genesis games, and one of those games is worth $5,000, then presumably you're the guy to talk to when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so
this whole horizontal. there's a horizontal permutation that's actually fairly unfamiliar to us because we're like normal human beings.
I do. It's funny because crypto, it's like, because I mean, I don't have a material amount of crypto. I have a tiny amount, but like guys who were mining it back in the day, guys who just bought it at like 50 cents and now they're millionaires. And it's like, okay, well now
that's the trick.
I'm an expert on whatever, because I mined Bitcoin because I read about it on Slashdot one day.
Yeah.
Now I'm an expert on.
And you, the chump, missed out on that. You're the chump.
Yes.
So you're the super chump, and everybody else and anybody who wasn't chumpy is like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. So we should bring him in to like do whatever. And like,
that's a real human. That's a real human. You've had success in one arena.
Yeah.
Which fair enough. What, maybe you can even just call this luck. Yeah. I read a blog post on TechCrunch one day and started mining. Fair enough. But you had success there. Ergo, I need to follow you about anything else that you say or everything else that you say.
Anyway, Longines, let's look at Longines. I had Longines in high school, actually. It was actually very painful. It's a tightening of the foreskin. Let's see. So we got this Longines Spirit Flyback. Have you seen this?
I might have seen that, actually.
So this is a titanium watch. It's pretty thick. It's got a flyback chronometer, which basically means you press the top button twice and it'll flip back. It's unusual because not a lot of flybacks out there. This is one of the first ones. This guy is $4,450. It's only got two registers. It's got a minutes, minutes and a seconds and a running seconds. It's not my favorite, but I like
titanium as a material. I like its like a shadow. I don't know if it's like dark. I like the texture of it.
Is it titanium?
Yeah,
it's titanium. Supposed to be titanium. Yeah,
I'm looking right at it. It's titanium. It is titanium. It looks. I like that titanium look. That kind of dull, almost like gunmetal.
No. This is stainless steel and ceramic bezel. Somebody told me it was titanium.
I'm looking right at it. It says titanium. The Legendary Spirit Flybex Titanium is available now. Retail price $5,200.
So maybe they got a titanium version too.
$5,800.
$5,200. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
It looks good. Yeah, I would. This of the ones we've discussed today. This is probably my favorite. I do like titanium. We've got the titanium iPhone. It looks pretty spiffy, if you ask me. Longines is a brand I like. Actually, I like a lot of their stuff. $5,200. See, that seems like that's whereas that crazy rower.
You hear it's time. I think we're going.
It sounds like.
Can you imagine? This is Brooklyn.
I've been in your neighborhood.
Yeah, they go nuts with the fireworks all the time.
Maybe that's it. Jeez,
I can't.
Louise.
I'm trying to go to this website, and I'm trying to. There's like a little flyer. There's like a, what the hell?
Are you looking at the,
I'm literally looking at the website. I wish I could show you.
I'm looking at a news publication.
I'm flying an airplane over the,
oh, I see.
I don't know where. I don't know.
I'm not going to
over the, over, an, over the, Antarctica.
The Eastern
this
Mediterranean.
Website is the absolute worst. You have to go to this website. I'm going to record it and I'm going to send it to you. So we're going to go all the way back.
Okay, yes. That's a thing. Yeah, I don't know. This is...
I'm going to record this website while we're talking because I'm going to do the... I'll just have it like new screen recording.
There's a real feature creep, I would say, with design or like...
Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. There's a little airplane flying around. I'll send you this and we can put it in the show.
I think. I think I see it. There is. I'm a little over.
Like, I don't know
these
if I
trappings,
could,
you know?
Yeah. But I don't know if I can control it or not. I wish I could control the airplane. Like, I feel like I should be able to do something. But I can press my button and move it around. But then it goes to a newspaper or some garbage. Like, I can't even. It's just. Sunray black, case titanium, strap Titan. That's fine. $5,200.
Yeah.
It just keeps going. It's so weird.
I think that's a good price too, whereas the rowing thing for $9,000 is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's completely ridiculous.
$5,000, I mean, that's more in line with what should be.
And I'm actually pleased. Longines is actually a good company when it comes to this kind of thing. They make affordable, good watches.
No, I think they do a lot of good stuff, actually. And the pricing is like, you know, it's not insane. It's like reasonable for this industry, I would say.
So the bottom line is this. Rowing Blazers is dumb. Tag is dumb for partnering with them. Ed Sheeran's watch is dumb.
He's wonderful. He's my favorite singer.
He's Shape of You or whatever that thing is.
I couldn't tell.
Like,
I'm not... I'm.
The sweet and the sour. He's pretty into that.
I'm sure he's fine.
His watch is dumb. His watch is dumb, though. God bless him. He's a fine Irish gentleman, but his watch is stupid.
I'll tell him he said that.
Yeah, when you get in touch. And what else do we talk about? We also talked about...
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Who cares, ultimately?
And this Longines titanium thing.
And the titanium thing.
And I always say, go Diamondbacks. Let's go.
Diamondbacks. A big fan. I'm a big fan of the Diamondbacks.
They're my favorite team as well.
I'm wearing my Heretic Pride t-shirt.
You better watch that, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the wrong neighborhood for those type of jokes.
so this podcast, without the help of Victor. Victor, as you'll notice, actually assists us by telling us information about the watches that we're talking about.
He's
as opposed to
studied.
Yeah.
Color commentator. This is like a sports broad. You two are the play-by-play. You guys actually know the sport. And I'm like the retired comedian who's like, hey, you got to look at that guy. That's kind of my role. I know a very tiny amount, but not actually enough to contribute meaningfully.
All right. Well, this has been the Our Time podcast. I'm John Biggs.
I am Nicholas DeLeon.
And we encourage you to not purchase dumb watches. Thanks for listening, watching, etc.
Thank you for watching or listening to The Hour Time Show, the official podcast of wristwatchreview.com. If you'd like to help the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or like the video on YouTube. And make sure you subscribe with the notification bell turned on so you know exactly when the latest episode is released. Episodes are usually published on Monday mornings, Eastern. If you'd like to hang out with John, Victor, and Nicholas, as well as a growing Hour Time community, please feel free to join our Discord. A link to the Discord is included in the description below, as well as in the episode show notes. Lastly, be sure to visit wristwatchreview.com and follow at wristwatchreview on Instagram for more fun watch content. Thank you, and have a great week.